Bloody actors. It's impossible to schedule sessions with them. Therefore, you will now get a daily interview from my days at GothCon, the biggest RPG-focused convention in all of Sweden. Enjoy. Sweden Rolls once again. Welcome back, dear listeners. I am here at GothCon with Gunilla Jonsson and Mikael Petersen. Welcome.
Tack, tack. Kul att vara här.
Ska vi tala engelska?
Oh, yes.
English, please.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks. Welcome for me, or welcome to you, and welcome to everybody.
Yes, we're so happy to be at conventions again and being able to meet and talk and hug and play together, right?
Yeah, we've been game mastering Call of Cthulhu with crazy hounds in the Sherwood Forest.
Mad gods and everything that's supposed to be in a Call of Cthulhu scenario.
Mm. I managed to kill all characters except one.
Oh my god, I managed to kill just one, actually, and the rest got away. Sad, sad.
That's a very bad score, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I GM'd the annual slaughterhouse here, the podcast corporation thing project. And yeah, there was some debate on whether I killed all of them or if maybe one of them survived because she shouted, "No, I used a luck point to avoid harm," at the end, that I didn't catch that. So we, yeah.
Too bad.
Too bad. I failed. Sorry. All right. So yeah, Call of Cthulhu is what you primarily are working on in the RPG business right now. Right, the Call of Cthulhu Sweden setting, writing adventures for that?
Yes, right now we're working with a big scenario book, a campaign, you could say, in Sweden, set in Sweden in 1926.
Six, I think, still.
Yeah.
Closing up to 27. A rather huge campaign, actually. We are hoping for a page count around 400 pages or so.
Starting out in Lund, the Swedish Arkham, the university city in Scania, in the southernmost part of Sweden.
Yeah, I talked a bit to Emily yesterday about the Visit Lund, the Lund big event planned for later this autumn. Are you guys involved in that as well?
Yeah, we wrote a little brochure, you could say, about Lund in 1922, and that is sort of derived from a Lund source book we are also working with.
Yeah, we're writing with Gabriel de Borg. So we're writing both the campaign with her, and we are also writing this, I guess it's an open secret now, we're going to write a source book about Lund with her as well, as Gunilla mentioned. And we did make this brochure together with Gabriella de Boer as well. So we're kind of an unholy trinity here.
Yeah.
You guys are working more and more together, right? You have a very successful companionship in writing for RPGs.
Yes, we work very well together, I think. And RPGs are helped by having more minds and more ideas put together. I think it's easy to get a bit cloistered in your thinking if you don't reach out to others.
In some way, yes. I think three minds are better than one or even two. So it makes things easier, and we work very, very well together. We think almost the same way. We have the same references. We like the same movies, the same games. So it works very well.
And if any listeners are curious to hear a little bit about your process when you write, you can go back to the interview I did with you, Gunilla, because we talked a little bit about that, how you guys work together and how you like that, what the writing process looks like for you. So if you've forgotten about that or haven't checked that out yet, you can go back and listen to that as well. And then you're writing another cult book, right?
Yeah, our third cult novel with
Third
and the last, with the working title Berlin Metropolis, is half written. It's set in it's got two timelines, one in 1928 to 1933 and one in present time.
And both timelines are in Berlin, and both have a young Swedish sculptress as a main character. We have our ordinary main character, Amanda Serner, in the present day, and we have a new Swedish sculptress, Emma Falk, in the 1920s, 1930s. And it's in Berlin, of course, we love Berlin, and we're trying to use the historical events in the 20s and 30s to mirror the present state of politics and culture and everything in Berlin today. So we're trying to make the timelines interfoil to bring the story forward as a one.
So it's one story but set in two times and with a cult backdrop. We're pretty happy about that, actually.
It seems to be, we hope it's going to be the best novel so far. So we have plans for further novels. So.
Yeah, good.
You always hope to improve, right? Whenever you're working with something, you always hope that what you're making is better than what you made last.
Yeah.
That's, of course, natural.
That's the fun part of it, mainly.
Yeah. And is there any approximate release date for this? Or do you, like...
Sometime late autumn, early spring, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least the publishing company wants us to deliver it sometime in this...
Summer.
Early autumn, late...
Summer.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll be finished by then. Oh. Then we are going to have through the editors, so it's going to be some time, but I think with a bit of luck before Christmas or...
So this year at least, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yes, I hope so, yeah. And the campaign will be released next year, and the source book as well, so...
Mm. The one with the Lund, the writing with Gabriel.
The Arkham of Sweden.
Ah, yes, indeed. And the was it the first or the first and second novels in this trilogy that have been translated to English?
The first one, Death is Only Beginning, has...
Yeah, Death is Only Beginning.
...been translated into English. And we hope that the other two will be too.
Fredrik is still working on some sort of arrangement with the American publisher, so hopefully, yes. Mm.
Have you heard anything about the reception of it? I mean, for RPGs, there's... a very, vivid community where you can go into Facebook groups dedicated to a certain game and you can, tap the pulse on what do people think of this product. With books, it's not that easy, right, is it?
No, but this is a role-playing game-themed novels. They're
based on a role-playing game, so...
So, mostly we hear from other role players. We heard some German role players now that we met who like to read the two ones, so we're
really
happy with that.
Yeah, so we met some guys yesterday who actually said they liked the second book better than the first.
Which is always wonderful.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel that you're on a slipping slope.
No, exactly.
Oh, loved you 40 years back, but now not so much.
Just go away.
No, I definitely think that people feel that you have kept a high level of quality all through the decades that you've worked.
Oh, my God. Yes, we are really, really old. I mean, we are practically dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, several times over.
Yeah. And if someone didn't know this, I mean, you created the first mutant way back in early 80s. So, I mean, it really is a couple of decades.
Yeah.
We started out, our first game was published in 1984, so yeah.
But the market has changed a lot, gamers have changed a lot, computer games have changed the way people think about games, and podcasts and Critical Role have changed how people think about games. So it's a bright new fantastic world there to write for.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, we really have entered a second golden age for RPGs, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And with a more broad audience, I'd say. A more varied audience.
And a more accepting audience as well. Mm. People are coming out of the closet all over the place, which is very, very nice.
Mm. So it's a nicer and not that boyish audience as it was.
And all these bloody fascists that were around when we were young are gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was really, really good.
Mm-hmm. So, all for the best.
Very much so. I can't agree more. All right, so we hope that our international listeners will be able to enjoy your Call of Cthulhu adventures soon in the future. I talked a bit with Björn about the possible translation of the Minotaur, the King Seven Minotaur.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I really hope that the international audience will get to see that, and that it's as much a success internationally as it is in Sweden, and that many other Call of Cthulhu scenarios and campaigns will be translated. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate so much, and we'll probably talk soon in the future, won't we?
Yeah, would be nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to this GothCon quickie, one of my many GothCon interviews. GothCon is a major gaming convention in Gothenburg, Sweden. We will soon get on with more adventures and one-shots and campaigns. Yes, our very delayed Season 5 of Forbidden Lands will premiere in May, sometime in May. But until then, please enjoy these interviews and perhaps a one-shot or two before we really kick off the epic Forbidden Lands adventures. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and farewell.